Welcome to Surviving Life with the Van Villies. My name is Danny Van Villie, and I'm standing in today for both myself and Lady V. I know you guys miss her when she's not in the building, but she will be back next week. Yeah, she's not going to be away long like she was last time. And today's topic is actually a continuation of what we spoke about last week. You know, just really knowing the seasons and the times. There's always signs that God puts out for us to see what's happening in the season or in a particular time in our lives. And I think when you live a life that doesn't really consider what's happening around you, when you're not looking at the signs and the directions and, you know, what the Lord is saying about the season, you can find yourself being caught off guard by life. So I'm hoping today, as we have this discussion, you will maybe hear what the Lord is saying specifically for you and for this season of your life. But to get the show started, I've got Taya with a song called Mercy. Let's go. You're on Surviving Life with the Van Villies. It's time for our recap. If you tuned in yesterday evening at 6 till 6:30, you heard us speaking about discerning the times, you know, and being people in scripture that are described like the children of Issachar, who knew what was happening because they could read the stars. They could see, you know, what was happening. Now, many times when we talk about the reading of the stars or looking at seasons, we think of it from an ungodly perspective. Now, just because the enemy managed to copy what God does not mean that comes from the enemy. All right, we're not talking about astrology. We're talking about astronomy. We're not talking about, knowing whether you're a Leo or all these star signs. No, we're talking about seasons and times. You know, we definitely do not believe in star signs. Those things are not godly. You don't find them in scripture. But the enemy continuously copies the things God does. Now, you can sit there and say, Danny, what do you mean? Give me an example. The best example I can give you is the very cornerstone of your faith. When Jesus was being born, the wise men saw it in the star, and they followed the star till they found him. Now, if that was to happen today, most of us would not even notice the star. Most of us will just be like, oh, okay, there was a star outside Cape Town yesterday, and that will be it. But when you look at our planet right now, and you look at what the Bible says about the last days, you're going to see that those signs are clearly here. The kinds of storms we've been experiencing, the kinds of sophistication that has come into play, tsunamis. You're hearing of storms now, wind storms that have snow in it. You know, just things that would never happen in the past. Just to say to us that, you know, just like scripture says, in the last days, we will see an unrest. The whole earth is literally going to groan. We are experiencing that groaning. But I don't want you to just be heavenly minded to a point where you don't get done the job that you have to do on earth. You know, Jesus himself first accomplished what he had to accomplish on earth before going up to heaven. Now, my question to you is there something God is telling you to do in these times? Because we also read in scriptures, when times are dark, God's grace increases. You know, so there's an abundance of what God wants to do in the midst of the darkness. Are you positioning yourself to take action, or are you saying, you know what, things are so bad, I'm just going to stay at home, you know, I'm just afraid? No, You are called to stand out. But if you can't see the signs, if you cannot see the signs, you are in trouble. If you cannot be directed by the Holy Spirit, you are in trouble. And when I come back, I'm actually going to share testimony just on COVID alone. And then we're going to talk from there. All right. Stay tuned, because a lot of people say they didn't see it coming, but I've heard a lot more saying God warned and prepared them. Stay tuned. Down. Carlton Dixon, down. Yeah, it's just called down. Talking about God's love coming down. You know, sometimes you can see God's love in preservation. All right? And what I mean by that is there are things that you do not have to go through if you are willing to be obedient. But sadly, sometimes obedience is very hard because we have our plans. We know how things are supposed to go. Now, there's a couple I know who were in the tourism industry. And just before COVID happened, I mean, these guys had a good, successful business. They heard the Lord tell them to find someone to manage their business, to relocate to Cape Town. They relocated to Cape Town, told the husband to go back to school, and then provided a job for the wife. And I mean, this is just a couple of months before the full lockdown happened. Now, they didn't know what's happening, but they went by faith. And the next thing you knew, this business that was their bread and butter, that was a good, striving business for many, many years, had to stand still. Suddenly, that business had zero income. And because they had moved, in time, not knowing why, God used it to preserve them. Now, I'm saying this to say to you that we want to know so many details. We want God to literally write on the wall, move because I said jump. No. A lot of us, there are things that we don't have to go through if we choose to be obedient. And this is why, even as I speak today, I'm really coming from a place of conviction, having seen the same things with myself. Now, the direction I'm taking our convo today is that there is a sign that started last year when the Queen passed away, where the Lord was very clear with us and told us the season's going to change, that there are people who represents some kind of an era. You know, they themselves are like a representation of a certain type of stronghold, you know. And I'm so glad we recorded this and we spoke about it. And that's the recording you heard last night. Because if you told me what was happening in Africa right now, what happened post that last year, I just wouldn't have believed you. You know, it would have sounded completely unbelievable. But now I'm not focusing on the physical, though the physical is also mimicking the spiritual. I want to speak to you about the spiritual shifts that God is making in our lives right now. And if you yourself are preparing yourself to move in that shift, did you notice what happened? A lot of churches closed down during COVID, yet new ones were born. There were churches that had gotten stagnant and suddenly they exploded. There are pastors who built, in fact, I know of one particular church. They built a massive church just before COVID. And you know what? the Lord sustained it while other churches closed down. Just to tell you, if you're walking in season, if God is directing you, even the things that are causing others to fall will not be your downfall. I'm not saying you won't be impacted. You live in a city where things are going to happen. You will see it. But I'm saying there's preservation. If we can be led by the Lord, then we will be preserved. You know, we won't be exposed beyond what we can handle. And that's what we read in scriptures. You hang out with Danny Van Billy. Stay tuned as I come back, and I hope you've prepared your heart, because it's going to be a word just for you. I didn't know that the song is one of my favorite songs until someone left the bass on in studio. Oh, wow. You need to play that song with your sub as high as possible. It delivers the gospel. It will shake the foundations of your life. Wow, Boothless Kosana, what a beautiful song. Beloved, there's a time that's coming where the Lord is testing the things we say we believe. You know, the world systems are shaking. Everyone's looking for answers, and there's no answers. But I have seen the Holy Spirit coming through for so many people. The Lord wants to lead you. The Lord wants to restore you. The Lord wants to be your covering and your dependence. But are you willing to be led? I want you to think about that. You know, a lot of us say, yeah, you know, I want God to talk to me. Well, you need to speak to Moses. Because when that burning bush started, the first thing Moses thought, what is happening now? You know, sometimes when God shows up, it's scary. He's asking us to stand in faith. He's asking us to do what is uncomfortable for us. Sometimes, like Peter and them, after toiling on the boat the whole night and catching nothing, they were told to go back and do the same thing again. I'm saying this to you to say, a lot of us are coming out of seasons of disappointment, seasons of pain, seasons where things didn't work out. And to have someone on radio telling you, listen, God actually wants to be your sustenance, is already a problem, you know, because you're like, look, I've just tried that. I've just did that for many years, and it's looking like it's not working out. And it's okay. It's okay to feel like just maybe. Maybe you heard wrong. I've been there myself. You know, where you just look and you're like, but God, you said I did, and then it didn't happen. But are you willing to go back again? Are you willing to go back again? Are you willing to be obedient? Like Job. Think of Job. Job literally had every reason to curse God and died, yet he didn't. He could have died and just cursed God. It was the easy way out. I'm calling you back and saying, this is a season of faith. This is a season where the Lord is calling us to trust Him even more than we did before. More than your education, more than your job, more than your fixed salary, more than your investments, more than your business, you know, your good business. God is saying, can you follow my direction? Can it be unconventional? Because a lot of people are getting caught. You'll find yourself in a position you shouldn't be in because you didn't move when you were supposed to. I'm speaking to people who the Lord has told you to change positions. Change position. Be it a job, be it location. Don't be afraid to be bold in this season. Because when you look around us, you will see a lot of things have changed. But people who moved by faith benefited. You know, there are people who started businesses. I met a girl, let me tell you this, a Christian girl who started a sanitizer business the year before COVID struck. She said she doesn't know why. She's a scientist. The Lord just gave her a mind for sanitizers. And during COVID, when that season hit, you can just imagine all the people who were asking her, why do you want to go into sanitizers? Were suddenly asking her, how did you know? Beloved, be led. Be obedient. Let's follow the Lord. You're still with Mr. Van Billy on Surviving Life with the Van Billies. The next topic which I'll be talking about right now is the power of prayer and fasting. You cannot be a glutton this year. Yep, I'm using the word glutton because gluttony is what scripture speaks against. Now, this isn't just about, you know, eating, but this is about the love of the flesh, you know, your food. A lot of Christians of our century, okay, I'm willing to go, okay, let me not go too much into that direction. But when you speak to believers these days, fasting is like a thing that used to happen in the Bible. Our versions of fasting always includes food in it. Beloved, I need you to hear my heart. I'm not judging. But I'm saying the version of fasting that we have these days always has food in it. So someone will say, I'm fasting, but I'll break at this time. When are we going to fast again? Because prayer and fasting is so important, especially when you're going through a time of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare requires you to pick up your armor on the one side, you know, where you've got the word, you are praying. But on the other hand, you need to subdue the flesh, which is fasting. Now, I'm going to share a testimony with you. During this time, let's say somewhere last year, I believe it was around June, the Lord had called me into a fast, and it was a 40-day fast in which I was not going to eat food at all, and I was just going to drink water and tea. It was just liquids. Now, at the same time, the Lord told me to only listen to Derek Prince, you know, because there were things Derek Prince was saying about how Christians can be oppressed by, and I'm talking about saved Christians, can still be oppressed by the devil and, you know, the just demons that are territorial, that have been in your family. And a lot of us are quick to say, no, not me. But when we look, we'll find what happened to your parent is happening to you. It's happened to your children, you know. So no matter how you argue, when we look at the facts, it's there. So I went into this 40-day fast. And I remember first trying to speak to a few pastors who they just could not hear what I was seeing. Because at that point, I was looking at my own life and I was seeing evidence of demonic interference. You know, and the evidence was so overwhelming that I couldn't pretend anymore. Yet, when I tried to reach people around me, they just could not hear me. All right? Now, there's a result that came out of that fast that is so miraculous that when I share it with you, you will understand what I mean. All right? So we're going to go into a song. We're going to listen to the news. And then when we come back, I will share with you what the results of that fast was. Stay tuned. Shane and Shane, you've already won. Isn't it beautiful to know that we can be in the battle, but the Lord has already won it for us? Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra. When the second hour of our show, where we also get to read your messages. So I want to encourage you, send me your WhatsApps on 071-364-0376. Now, before I go into your WhatsApps and your messages, I told you that last year around June, the Lord told me to go into a 40-day fast and to only listen to Derek Prince. Now, one would think, okay, yeah, you're going to fast and the Lord says He'll answer you, but how would He answer you? Now, in my case, during that fast, the Lord also told me to wear a menorah around my neck, which I did. I bought a chain that had a little menorah around my neck. And the one day, while coming out of one of my family members' estates, a couple drove up to me asking for direction. And when I wanted to direct them, I heard the Holy Spirit say, actually help them. So I helped them out and we set up and, they were an elderly couple. I helped them, carry their bags up and get into their apartment. They were booking in for the Airbnb. And as I was leaving, the Lord told me, no, ask them if you could have dinner with them. Later with your wife. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a bit strange. I don't know these people, but why is the Lord saying this? And then again, out of obedience, I did as the Lord instructed. Now, later that night, when we were having dinner, and we were all, at least they were having dinner because I was fasting, remember? It turned out that this man had worked with Derek Prince in the flesh. He used to be a worship leader for Derek Prince, and that's how he started off in ministry. And he's now a rabbi. And, he's a Jew who got saved. And I mean, it was just, when we talk about God answering prayers, so we could have conversations with him about the teachings. And all of this came out of obedience, because at that time there were questions I had that I needed someone who knew and walked with Derek Prince. Now, mind you, Derek Prince passed on in 2003. Now, how can the Lord tell you, pray, while you're praying and you are fasting, tell you, listen to the teachings? And while praying and fasting and listening to the teaching, he brings the person who's walked with Derek Prince from a different province to book in where I live so we could have that conversation. And mind you, the relationship has even grown. A lot has come out of it. But I'm saying to you that in this season, do not take lightly the power of praying and fasting. There are some things, even Jesus, when his disciples came back, the disciples were like, you know, we went and prayed for others, you know, and there were demons who came out of them. But there were others that just didn't obey us. And Jesus simply responded and said to them, some of those only go out through prayer and fasting. So I'm saying this to say that there are things in your life that will not shift without prayer and fasting. So are you willing to take that extra mile to challenge yourself to say, you know what, Lord, I love my food. Now, you know, I love my food. Oh boy, I love my food. But do I love my destiny more than my food? Do I love God's will over my life more than I love food? Am I willing to buffet my flesh more than I love food? And that's the question I'm asking you. You're with Surviving Life. You hang out with Mr. Van Billy. And I'm seeing your messages coming in. It's Kehilwe. Kehilwe, as I'm listening to you, she says, talking about obedience. I really need to talk to someone about the spiritual awakening. And yeah. So there was a time I spoke to Letitia and she said she'll get someone to call me. I will definitely get someone to get hold of you, Kehilwe. Thank you so much. You know, beloved, obedience is key. Obedience is key. I've learned something in my life, you know. I don't want to make excuses anymore. I want to feel ready. No. I'm not going to wait on my flesh to be comfortable. The question is, what is God saying we should do? And what is the time frame? That's how easy it is. What is God saying you should do? And what is the time frame? Delayed obedience is disobedience. It might sound harsh, but it's the truth. So I want you, if you've been delaying in your obedience, to decide that you're going to be obedient today. Say today. Wow. We need to trust God. We need to move like He's moving at the pace that He wants us to move, with the things that He's asked us to do. Okay, because some of us, yeah, we've got excuses for days. You're not even gonna wait 40 years. Your aim is to break the record. So I'm trusting that the Lord will give you the boldness and the wisdom to not go back to how things have been, but to decide that you do not want the status quo and you'll do what it takes. Be uncomfortable and do the right thing. There's no going back to just being normal. You know, there's no going back to just saying, you know, this is how things happen with me. No, there isn't. You know, I met a group of people this year that are so serious about prayer. You know, it's not just challenged my life, but it's changed my expectations of myself to say, you know what? If we decide we're praying at 3 a.m. till 6 a.m., that's what we're going to do. You know, in fact, this morning, that's what we were doing. You know, we're all on a WhatsApp group. Everyone was praying. And it's so beautiful to push each other forward. Now, I'm saying this to say that some of us need to change environment. Yep. You need a change of environment. You need to not be with people who make it comfortable for you to compromise. I said it because whether it's from a place of love or it's a place of ignorance, if you're being encouraged to not do what you're supposed to do, man, you are wasting your life. You are wasting your life. So, what are you going to do different? I actually want you to WhatsApp me, 071-364-0376. What do you think you need to cut out of your life? What do you think you need to change environment-wise? Some of you, it's less TV. Some of you, it's less usage of your phone. People are addicted to this thing. You know, even I know there's a time when this phone ran my life. But there's also the choice to be different, to do things differently for yourself, to change your own circumstances. That's why I love that song that was playing now. Never Going Back to Okay by The Afters. Because going back to that stagnant old self is a choice. Beloved, we are here to encourage each other, to push each other forward. And, you know, it's not easy. But who wants easy anyway? You're not going to have it easy, not today. All right. Tell me, what's the decision you're making to change? The question is, what are you going to do different? How are you going to make sure that you don't miss another season where God could potentially change your life and answer your prayers? Elizabeth said, good afternoon, Impact Radio. I won't compromise my faith, peace, happiness by sitting around with individuals who don't fear the Lord. I'd rather pray at a distance for them, for God to change their hearts. The hand of the Lord is not too short to save. Try to live in peace with everyone. That's just so beautiful. The next one says, hi Danny, regarding my prayer life, I've been reprimanding myself for a while now about my complacency. I need an accountability partner or an encouraging group. Being a stay-at-home mom kind of excludes you from a lot of things. We'll have to work on that. Yolandi, I think that's a beautiful approach because a group, numbers do make a difference, especially if it's positive numbers. If you find people you can stand with, oh boy, you know, it becomes a formidable team. Now, I want to encourage everybody today to also look back at the old. What do I mean by that? You know, imagine I am someone who is so young in comparison to someone like Derek Prince. By the time I was born, he was probably in the prime of his ministry or retiring, because when I look at it, when I was matriculating, he just died. He had just died at the age of 88. Who would have known in 2022 the Lord would be instructing a Danny Vambili in Africa and use his teachings now, you know, to revive something new in me. Now, when I say this, I'm saying, even when you look at places like Pretoria, there are people, there are elders, men who have gone and passed, but left such a rich spiritual heritage in Pretoria. You need to dig them out. You know, one of them I know for a fact is Pastor Ed Rabert. You know, a few years ago, not even a few, maybe 2 years back, I was praying for someone who the Lord is raising up, and, you know, someone very, very influential. I won't mention their name. And the Lord told me to talk to them about reading a book on Pastor Ed Rabert. And as I was saying this to him, he said to me, "No, I know the pastor, even though he passed on when I was a baby." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "No, Pastor Ed Rabert came to my house and spoke a word over me as a baby and told my parents that I'll be called to work with the presidency." And you know what? As we speak, that word came to pass. You know, so we must not ignore the older anointings that came through our nation. You know, and people like Pastor Ed Rabert, when you look in Pretoria, when you look at the amount of churches that came out of that man's ministry, is absolutely mind-blowing. So as I speak of Derek Prince, I'm also encouraging us who are from Pretoria, and if you're listening from a different place, if there are men and women of God who labored and made a difference in that area, do not let what God had on their lives go unnoticed. Find it. Do not let it go unnoticed. Beloved, you hang out with Danny Vambili. When I come back, I'll be saying my goodbyes. I hope you are inspired to not just move on with the new, but to find what are the gems that the Lord showed the older generation that you can take and run with. Amen. As we pursue the holiness of God in our lives, and we just continue to grow. You know, we are all a growing process. You know, and I think if anyone reaches a place where they think they've arrived, then, oh man, you're making a big, big mistake. Someone just asked, "Hi, I just want to get the spelling correct. Is it Pastor Ed Rabert?" Yes, E-D space R-O-E-B-E-R-T. You know, if you've not heard of him, you have to research him. Pastors like Miles Monroe submitted to him. Imagine a South African pastor who had pastors from all over the world coming to South Africa and having their lives change. Someone said, "Please send today's teaching. I was writing my test." Good day on Tombi. What we'll do is the visual version of today's show will be available soon. It's normally during the day, so check on our YouTube page and you should see it. Someone also gave me, just to make it easy for you, rabertministries.co.za, R-O-E-B-E-R-T ministries.co.za. I believe this would be a life-changing experience for you. You know, it's good to follow the ministers who came before us. You know, I've spent time listening and reading up on the revivals and the things the Lord has done. And, you know, it's always interesting to hear what the Lord did in South Africa, in Pretoria, you know. And some of you are even impacted by those things and you're not aware, you know, because you don't know what the history, the spiritual history of Pretoria is. But I want to say to us that God is good. He's doing something new, and the old is still valid. God builds on his foundations. You know, so I've been asking myself, you know, as I know the Lord is calling me to build on what he did with Derek Prince. And as I've been learning, certain things have happened that I'm not yet free to share. But I'm saying this to say, you know, who's going to pick up the mantle, you know, of the work pastors like Ed Raymond did in Pretoria? You know, because that anointing is still available. You know, that anointing is still available. And we see in scripture that when the Lord does things, he will do it generationally. You know, and we want to see that work that was started with him continued in our country and being given out to the world. This is how I'm ending my show. Be blessed. May God continue to liberate you spiritually. May he continue to lead you and guide you in all that you do. Goodbye.